This is GQDN for November the 11th, this Friday. It is Veterans Day, and I salute all veterans, is what we do in the U.S., and of course all of the NATO nations as well, even though you don't do Veterans Day there, but we do here in the U.S. We are brought to you today by patreon.com/groupquest, by Audible, and by stackup.org. In today's news, we have some Last of Us TV, a little bit of World of Warcraft, and a review of Sega Genesis Mini 2. But today, we begin with some sad news. The voice actor for Batman, Kevin Conroy, has passed at the age of 66. Now, his co-star for the Batman series, Diane Perishing, who did voice Poison Ivy, did post something on Facebook, and she said, quote, "Very sad news. Our beloved voice Batman, Kevin Conroy, died yesterday. He's been ill for a while, but he really put in a lot of time at the cons to the joy of all of his fans. He will be sorely missed, not just by the cast of the series, but his legion of fans all over the world. Rest in peace, fans. Rest in peace, friend." Now, even Mark Hamill did add to this, quote, "Kevin was a brilliant actor. For several generations, he has been the definitive Batman. It was one of those perfect scenarios where they got the exact right guy for the exact right part, and the world was better for it. His rhythms, his subtitles, his rhythms and subtitles, tones and delivery, that also helped inform my performance. He was the ideal partner. It was such a complimentary creative experience. I couldn't have done it without him. He'll always be my Batman." Now, he also lent his voice to The Dark Knight in several Batman titles, including the Injustice series, Batman's Arkham, in Rocksteady's Batman Arkham series trilogy, and he most recently voiced Batman in the Warner Brothers fighting game, Multiverses. Batman was killed off in Gotham Knights, and now the true voice of Batman is gone. And you know where he was found in some of the consoles, such as Microsoft. And in a little bit better news, this comes to us from Xbox.com, the news site. And Microsoft Flight Simulator now has its 40th anniversary edition. So, within its edition, here are some of the things that have been added. One true-to-life Airbus, the A310 airliner, two helicopters and 14 heliports, two gliders and 15 glider airports, seven famous historical aircraft, including the Hughes H-4 Hercules, also known as the Spruce Goose, four classic commercial airports, 24 classic missions from the franchise's past. So, you can go check out that game if you're into such a thing, which is on Xbox Series X and S and PC with Xbox Game Pass, the PC Game Pass, Windows and Steam, and on Xbox One with mobile phones, tablets, and lower specs PC via Xbox Cloud Gaming. So go enjoy that. But before you do, well, Destructoid did give us a little bit of a review of Sega Genesis Mini Edition. Yes, the mini console itself. So, first up, they gave a list of what you get in the box for the mini console. So you have the console itself with working power and reset buttons. It's about 4.7 inches wide, about 1.3 inches tall and 4.6 inches long. The video output is 720p, 480p. An HDMI cable, power cable, micro USB, a power adapter, one controller, 5.5 inches wide, 2.8 inches high, and 1.1 inches long. Length is 6.6 feet. That's for the cord, I believe. Now, the games and how you play them. Well, first off, here's everything that's in the options menu. You toggle for full screen support with a proper aspect ratio for 4:3. 9 wallpapers, classic or new sound effects, the ability to toggle the display to look like a bookshelf of game cases or the traditional game box images, support for the up to 8 languages, 4 save slots per game. And the games? Well, we got the games and the types. First off, here are the games for cartridges. Ready? Afterburner True, Alien Soldier, Atomic Runner, Bonanza Bros, Clay Fighter, Crusader of Senti, Desert Strike Return to the Gulf, Earthworm Jim 2, Elemental Master, Fatal Fury 2, Game Ground, Golden Axe 2, Granada, Hellfire, Herzog Zwei, Lightning Force, Quest for the Dark Star, Midnight Resistance, Outrun, Outrunners, Phantasy Star 2, Populous, Rainbow Islands Extra, Ranger X, Rystar, Rolling Thunder 2, Shadow Dancer, The Secret of Shinobi, Shining Force, Shining in the Darkness, Sonic 3D Blast, Splatterhouse 2, Street of Rage 3, Super Street Fighter, The New Challengers, The Ooze, Revenge of Shinobi, Toe Jam, and Earl and Panic of Funkatron, Trunkston, Victor Man 2, Viewpoint, Virtual Racing, Warsong. On Sega CD, Echo the Dolphin, Echo the Tides of Time, Final Fight CD, Mansion of the Hidden Souls, Night Striker, Night Trap, Robo Aleste, Sewer Shark, Shining Force CD, Slipede, Sonic the Hedgehog CD, and the Ninja Warriors. Quite the list. Now, Sega Genesis Mini 2 does have some bonus games, namely WMP, Fantasy Zone, Space Harrier 2, plus Space Harrier, Spatter, Star Mobile, Super Locomotive, and Versus Pew Pew Sun. That's it for that. Now we have some information from Game Informer, and Game Informer is giving us some details about Extra Life and how they're going to do all that stuff, including a link to the page and even a guest spot on the All Things Nintendo podcast. So what are they going to be doing? Well, Super Smash Bros. Ultimate, Switch multiplayer games, Nintendo Land, Jackbox, Party Pack, local multiplayer PC, Mary-Kate and Ashley Crush Course, Taboo, NES Remakes, Bomberman, GameCube multiplayer games, Rift Trax the Game, Dreams, Driver Friend San Francisco, Perfect Dark, League of Pain. And that goes from noon to 7 a.m. And that'll be on Saturday, November the 12th. So that's tomorrow at 12 p.m. Central. Not 12 a.m., not midnight, no. Now we go from that to World of Warcraft's 18th anniversary, which time for this is running out. So what you can get is the Winds of Wisdom, which means 50% XP, and the 18th anniversary, which means 18% more for XP, and DMF, which is 10% XP. So you can get a grand total of 78% boost for XP. Now, the 18th anniversary event did already start at November 6th, but ends on November 27th. So, there is indeed that. Go have fun in World of Warcraft. Now we go over to Xbox again, and they did give some games that are coming out from November 14th to November 18th, so that's starting next week. And we're going to start on November 15th as Gabriel's Worlds The Adventure, Pentiment, Ruby Arrowfell, I miss Ruby the series, Somerville, on the 16th will be The Awakening of Mummies, Call of Duty Warzone 2.0, it's an optimization for Xbox Series X and S, on November 16th as well, is Figment, Journey into the Wind, Super Chicken Jumper, on the 17th is Goat Simulator 3, In Extremis DX, Star Sand, on the 18th is As Far as the Eye, A Fate, that's the way they put it, Bubble the Walking Box, The Dark Pictures Anthology, The Devil in Me, Grapple Dog, Heidelberg 1693, and Ultimate Atom, Caverns of Chaos. And we end today with an update of the Last of Us TV series, because now it's confirmed to premiere in January on HBO. And at Naughty Dog did say on Twitter, "You have no idea what loss is." Last of Us premieres on January 15th on HBO and HBO Max. January 15th. Here we go. More stuff to watch. Anyway, you can find me at Joe Brums. You can find those of us, me and Govan, both at Group Quest on Twitter. And you can go to at thegroupquest.com. And you can go to stackup.org. And you can go check out everybody on Dawnforge. No show tomorrow. This is a Dawnforge production, 2022. All rights are reserved. We'll see you next Monday. So go play some games, people. Thank you.